Dan, hi Jim. What's on your mind, sir?
Thanks for taking my call, Dr. Wright. The subject is retinitis pigmentosa in the eyes. I have trachea, which is a small in the eyes. Andrew Kopstein up here on Tacoma on 6th Avenue found it. Mm-hmm. Does niacinamide, 1,000 milligrams three times a day, would that help that? Or
probably not.
Does lutein and xanthanine help?
Well, here's what you might want to do, sir. See if you can find anything online. I have not looked. I got to admit this. I just happen to have his book. I got lucky. See if you can find the work of Dr. Arthur Alexander Knapp, K-N-A-P-P. Now, what he did was help to reverse retinitis pigmentosa, and he was using vitamin D, sir. This was way back in the 30s and 40s, but you might be able to find some of his work online. And if not, I just optimize my vitamin D, get it up in the tropical optimal, and then have the doc take another look after a while, see if it helps.
D3, I do have it in my vitamin cabinet. How much D3 do you think?
Well, you and I live around here, and most of us who live around here, in order to get it into the tropical optimal range, which is 60 to 100, not 30 to 100, 60 to 100, it takes most of us 5 to 6,000 units a day, sir.
Okay, 5,000. Okay. Yes. And then niacinamide. And niacin is in the same family, only a little bit different.
Yeah, it's a kind of a cousin.
It has a hot flush, huh?
Mm-hmm. It surely does, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one more. Switching gears here. I went to Sunrise in my... I'm a male, 68 years old, and Dr. Blackburn says you got high blood sugar, high blood pressure, high blood sugar. You need to stay away. I have children and grandchildren, and we have a birthday. The cake, the Tillamook ice cream, the glazed jelly rolls. How much should I take? How much should I stay away from? Sugar
I'm sorry,
too.
Sir. I'm sorry, sir. It's a big old zero because when you got type 2 diabetes, I'm sorry, but you got to get it under control because there's all kinds of other complications you know about, including testosterone going to estrogen too much, but also a much higher risk of kidney failure. And,
Should I be taking berberine or cinnamon or something like that?
For sure, the berberine. It was researched against metformin, and it was found to work just as good as metformin, and it has practically zip potential for adverse effects.
Okay, and I can get that at super supplements like NPLUP at 140th, and they're
I'm sure you can, sir. Berberine has spread to all the natural food stores, and the dose in the research was 500 milligrams three times a day. That was what was in the research.
Very good. Thank you for your information. That is astounding. You're a great doctor. Thank you.